we might be able to reach out to them and see them saved.
Amen.
Say it much in prayer. Brother James Richards,
bless
come to close
us.
Bless you, brother.
Bless you, brother.
I want to greet you this evening in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thankful tonight that God is able to give us exactly what we need. You know, God knows before we even ask for it, what we need, and the Bible said the Spirit searcheth all things, yeah, yea, the deep things of God.
Amen.
See, the Spirit of man, he knows what we need today.
Yeah, right.
And I tell you, I thought about Eddie when he said about that hard preaching this week. Let me tell you something, brother. You want to talk about hard times? Listen to me. I've never found the Word of God to be hard, brother. I just haven't ever found it that way. And the Bible said that the way of a transgressor is hard. Now listen, if God's Word today, if it corrects you, be thankful tonight. Don't get mad, Brother Teddy. If God's Word moves you and it tells you that you need to repent, then repent. If God's Word tells you you need to rejoice, rejoice. But whatever God tells you to do, that's what you need to do. But listen to me. I want to tell you tonight about some men who had a hard time. I read one time back in the old scriptures, brother, about a man named Elijah. And the Bible said this man, brother, one time he'd come up against Ahab and his wicked wife Jezebel. And Jezebel, brother, she had a lot of influence over the prophets of Baal and the prophets of the grove. And one day Elijah got fed up with it. Now listen to me, you want to talk about somebody had a hard time. Brother, you talk about Elijah then. And the Bible said, Elijah said, I'll tell you what we're going to do, brother. I want to show you who God is. And Elijah said, tell him to come up here to the top of the mountain here. We're going to have us a contest. And the Bible said, Elijah come up there. And he said, bring all the prophets of Baal. And bring all the prophets of the groves. He said, bring you two bullocks. And bring all the people that want to come up here. Let them come. And he said, we're going to let the God that answers by far, we're going to let him be God. And the Bible said they went up there, Brother Kevin. And it's all gathered around. Here was one little man of God sitting there, and 450 prophets of the groves and 400 prophets of Baal, 850 of them total. And the Bible said, Elijah said, you boys go first. We're going to have a sacrifice, and the God that answers by far, we're going to let him be God. And the Bible said, Brother Kevin, that the prophets there of Baal, and they begin to take their bullock and they killed it. And they laid it up on their altar, brother. And you know what they begin to do? And the Bible said they begin to cry, oh, Baal, send down the fire. And it all answered, brother. And they begin to cry, Baal, will you send down the fire? And no answer, brother. They cried. Hey, they cried from morning until about noon. Hey, and the Bible said, Brother Kevin, they got started getting worried. And these men, brother, they tried to whip it up a little bit. And they begin to leap on the altar. And they begin to cut themselves. And they run just out of them. And they leaped up on the altar. Hey, man, will you send down the fire? And not an answer. Maybe your God's asleep. Maybe your God's on a journey. Maybe he's pursuing somebody. Oh, and the Bible said, brother, all the time of the evening sacrifice, oh, dead God Baal, he never answered a word. But he couldn't, Brother Kevin. There was no power in him, no life in him. Oh, and the Bible said, about the time of the evening sacrifice, Elijah got ready, brother, to make his offering to God. And you know what he done? He didn't use the altar of Baal. Oh, but he repaired the altar. And let that go down, Brother Teddy. And the one that belonged to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And he began to cut that block up in order.
Hey, and the Bible said, and they laid him on that altar, and he began to tell the men that were there, he said, now I want you to dig a ditch. Oh, that'll hold 2 measures of wheat there, whatever it was. I told you I ain't no Bible scholar. Oh, but they dug that ditch, and I'll cut to the chase, and they filled up 12 barrels full of water. And the Bible said that it run down over the sacrifice, run out of the ditch. Yeah. And you know what Elijah done? He had no doubt in his mind, brother. He was just waiting on to get the ditch dug. And he reared back with the power of God. And he said, hey, Lord God of Elijah, send down the fire. And look, heaven, the Bible said that the fire come down and licked up that sacrifice, burned up them stones, dried up the water, licked up all the dust around about. And there, brother, listen to me. Hey, that day Elijah sent the prophets of Baal and the prophets of the grove, and they got took down by the brook, and there they died. Oh, you see, brother, when you serve the true and one living God, greater is he that's in me, oh, than he that's in the world. Listen to me. You think Elijah didn't have it hard? Listen to me. This salt tossing we've had this week, that ain't been nothing.
Amen.
You are on my heart.
That's right, brother.
You talk about running from a woman named Jezebel when she said, by dark tonight, I'll make Elijah's life like one of the prophets. And he began to flee. Yeah, he was a man, Teddy. And he had fear in him, brother. All fear had torment. But perfect love casteth out fear. Oh, listen to me, church. He began to run. Oh, he began to flee. All from Jezebel. Oh, but God told him, Elijah, don't worry about it. I've got 7,000 men that have never bowed their knee to the image of Baal. I ain't alone in this thing today, brother. I am kept by the mighty hand of God. Listen to me. You want to talk about some more people, brother, who had it hard, not easy like we got it, not easy like we've heard it this week. Listen to me. The Bible said down there in Babylon, the children of Israel had been brought captive. All in here were little men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God. They were brought there because they had a look that they knew the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob was upon them. And old Daniel was with them too. And they changed their names a little bit. Oh, but listen to me. Old Nebuchadnezzar one day, Brother Eddie, he made a great image out there. And he set it up, Kevin. If I'm right, it was about 90 feet tall. Oh, and the Bible said, oh, that Nebuchadnezzar made a decree and said, listen to me. Hey, when you hear the music, if you don't bow down and worship this image that I've set up, he said, I'm going to throw you into the midst of a burning, a fiery furnace. Hey, brother, listen. No doubt when they played the music, Jeff, there was a lot of knees hit the ground there. Oh, but there were 3 boys who wasn't afraid of the king. And they stood arrow straight. What you call it, Illinois? A gun barrel straight.
Amen.
You talk about standing for something.
Amen.
These men stood up,
right
in the face of a king.
Amen.
The Bible said, all the they began to come to Nebuchadnezzar, Kevin, they said, didn't you make a decree that when people heard the music, they were to fall down and worship? Now listen, I'm trying to tell you about hard times.
Yeah.
Hey, the Bible said,
come on,
King Nebuchadnezzar, he said, yeah, that's what I told them. And Brother Andy, they said, well, we've got some men here. We got three to say that we're going to die. And old Nebuchadnezzar, listen to me.
Well,
he brought these boys out of Babylon. Now he took care of them.
Yeah.
He gave them a portion of the king of wheat. They wasn't needed. They wanted beans and water.
That's right.
Oh, but they wouldn't eat the king's meat.
Yeah. Amen, Jake.
They saw something different about these boys.
Yeah.
That's why they took care of them.
Yeah.
You know something today, church? The world ought to see something different about you and me.
Yeah.
We got the name of a Christian. We ought to have a different look about us than what the world has. And the Bible said Nebuchadnezzar, he called them boys over there. Hey, and listen to me. He began to say, how is this? And that I hear you ain't going about. And Brother Teddy, and they said, oh, King, I live forever. We just want you to know that we're not going about. The God that we serve, he's able to deliver us out of the fire. And he'll surely deliver us out of your hand. Now listen, the Bible said that Nebuchadnezzar's message changed. Listen, when you stand up for God, you'll make the world mad sometimes.
Yeah.
But the girl, people won't like you. They'll bow up on you.
Yeah.
But listen to me. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Listen.
Nebuchadnezzar's visage changed. He commanded the furnace to be heated 7 times hotter than what it would want to be heated. And the Bible said, Eddie, they heated the fire up. And then the Bible said, Nebuchadnezzar told them, I'm going to give you one more chance. When you hear the sound of that sackbut and that psaltery and that dulcimer and all kinds of music, if you'll fall down, it'll be okay for you. But if not, who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Please, I'll tell you who he was. The same one that was back there when Moses was up on the mountain. He said, who, God, do I tell them has sent me? I am. Has sent me. And the Bible said they played the music. And them boys stood there, Eddie. Oh, the king was mad. I commanded the mightiest men in the army to bind them hand and foot and throw them in the fire. Now hard times was coming for the soldiers that throw them in there. Not easy like we've had. Hey, the Bible said the fire was so hot that it slew them soldiers.
They
threw them in there. Kevin, I can picture in my mind.
Yeah, me too.
As your men fell down in that fiery furnace. Oh, and the Bible said, hey, listen, no doubt, when they went into the flame, I never can either fall. I showed them. But listen, even over there, oh, what a sight.
Yeah.
I was inside that furnace. I don't know how far back he got. I'll look in there. Oh, but a question come about on him. You talk about a hard question. Hey, he said, did we not throw 3 men into the fire? He said, well, I see one. I see 4 men in there now. And one of them looks like the Son of God. And he began to holler at the Lord. Hey, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come out of that fire. And when they come out of their head, just smell of smoke wasn't on them. They were nothing burned on them. Only thing that it burned off of them was the ties that binded with them. And they come out of there. Not even a smell of smoke on them. And the Bible said that day, Nebuchadnezzar made a decree that there was none other God higher than the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now listen to me. If you mess around with God, he can show you hard times. Listen, I'll tell you how. Belshazzar the king made a feast to 1,000 of his lords. And the Bible said they were eating and drinking like the world does. And the Bible said, old Belshazzar, he wanted to defile himself a little farther. He sent his servants into the basement or wherever it was they had them at. And they got the gold and silver vessels Nebuchadnezzar had brought out of Israel when he had sacked Israel there and brought it into Babylon. And they begin, Eddie, to eat and to drink out of the vessel. And you know what else they done? They begin to praise the gods of silver and gold. Yeah. They begin to praise something, brother, that had no life in it. And the Bible said, all of a sudden, over on the plaster against the wall, a man's hand began to write all the things was riding on the plaster up on the wall. You talk about sobering a man up quick. Belshazzar, he got sober. The Bible said that his knees began to smite one against another. Oh, and he began to make a decree. Hey, if you'll read what that hand is a writing. Oh, you talk about hard times. And that was hard, brother. Oh, what would you do, church, if a hand right here on the wall appeared here tonight? Listen, you can't see it with the natural eye today. But the hand on the wall, the Bible said, oh, that old Belshazzar, he began to make a decree. If anybody can read the writing on the wall, I'll make him the third ruler in my kingdom. I'll give him a chain of gold. I'll give him a chariot to ride in. Nobody can read the writing. No doubt everybody around in heaven coveted what he offered them. Oh, but they couldn't read the writing.
Yes,
that's hard time.
You are, brother.
That's hard doctrine. That's hard doctrine. Listen to me. The Bible said, oh, somebody was there, Kevin. They said, listen, King, we know somebody who can read the writing. He's been here for a while. His name's Daniel. He can read the writing on the wall. And Brother Eddie, somebody sent for Daniel. And Belshazzar waited on him. And that's all he could do, brother. Oh, but he didn't like what the man of God had to tell him. Hey, listen now. You talk about a hard line message. Oh, he come in there. Oh, Belshazzar began to tell Daniel what he was going to give him. Oh, he said, oh, King, keep your reward. Let your gift be to another. My handwriting on the wall. He said, many, many tinkle. You far seeing was being interpreted. Your kingdom is divided. It is finished. You've been weighed in the balance. And you've been found wanting. And your kingdom is given to the Medes and the Persians. And the Bible said that very night.
That night.
Yes, sir.
That night.
Yes, sir.
Listen.
Hard time, boy.
Hard times.
Right,
not that soft talk stuff. I got to be this.
That's right, brother.
Yeah. Hard times come to Belshazzar.
Amen.
I'm telling you, brother. Don't get mad, church.
That's right.
If God corrects us a little bit.
Amen, brother.
I don't. He says he chastens them that he loves.
That's right.
If you're getting chastised, you know that perpetual son.
Amen.
Him that is without chastisement is a bastard. Listen to me. Don't get mad at me tonight.
Amen.
I know you won't if you love the Lord.
Amen.
God's word, I told you this week, brother, it won't run people off. The Bible said, brother,
Amen.
That same time the reeds and the purges come in, the old Darius come in. He come in, he began to take over that kingdom. And listen to me, church, and the Bible said that he knew about these men, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and Daniel. He knew them, brother, their word, their works, and their things that they done. And they spoke louder than any word that they could speak.
Amen.
Listen to me. There was some jealousy in Daniel's day.
Yeah.
We got it now, brother. We got jealousy right now. But it wasn't hard now like it was when Daniel was alive. All the Bible said, brother, there were some men that didn't like Daniel. And here they come,
Lord
Darius. And they said, oh, Darius, oh, king, we want you to make a decree that if a man for the next 30 days ask a petition of any god or man besides the old king, that he's going to get thrown in a den of lions. It wasn't a lion den, brother. It was a den with lions in it. And they were there. There wasn't no chance that they might show up. They had them in there. The Bible said, no, listen, don't take a hard time.
Yeah, brother.
The Bible said, oh, Darius made that decree. That decree, and when the king made a decree of the law of the Medes and the Persians, he couldn't change it. He said,
yes, sir.
The Bible said, he made this decree, but you know what Daniel done? Now, Daniel didn't get right up in their face with it.
No.
But he went home, brother.
Yeah.
He would open his windows. And he'd pray to God every day.
Yeah,
it didn't slow him down a bit. He kept praying. Brother Mauricio, come in here to the king. Oh, king, didn't you make a decree?
Yeah.
That if anybody would pray and ask the decree, ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days.
Yes, sir.
He'd be thrown in a den of lions. Oh, the king said, yeah. They said, listen, this Daniel, he's a praying every day in his house.
Yeah.
And now listen, king.
Yeah.
You can't change your own word. Darius wanted to.
Yeah.
Darius liked him.
Yeah.
Oh, listen to me. The Bible said, they said, Daniel's a praying Eddie down in his house every day.
Yeah.
Oh, and old Darius began to think,
yeah.
What about the... Now listen, I'm just whatever they call it, paraphrasing, whatever
yeah.
it is. I don't know, I ain't smart, but listen. He maybe thought, I don't know, I made a mistake, brother. Oh, I like Daniel. Daniel's good for the kingdom.
Yeah.
But I can't change my words.
No, can't go back.
The Bible said he brought Daniel there. I believe, brother, it's just me believing this, Eddie. I believe old Darius walked into the tank.
Yeah.
I believe he was there, and he told him, he said, Daniel, but God, you serve, is able to deliver you.
Yeah.
I know, Daniel, your God is going to take care of you. You talk about hard times.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You talk about hard times, brother.
Yeah.
The Bible says they opened that cave up, Brother Teddy. Daniel walked in.
Yeah.
You know what the king done? Went to his chamber. You know what the king used to do? When he would, before he would go to bed of a night, Brother Jeff, they'd bring music to him. They'd bring him a cold drink, maybe. He'd have him a little bit of dancing, something to soothe his mind a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know what he could have had hard on his mind, but they tried to bring dancing and music in there to him. But Brother Teddy, that night, he didn't want that.
No.
Brother Garland, he wouldn't have none of that stuff.
No.
I don't believe he slept all night long. Boy, you talk about listening to me. When the break of day comes, old Darius got up and he run down to that cave. I don't believe, brother, that he opened it all the way up. But maybe just to where he could holler in there. Hey, Daniel, is the God you serve able to deliver you? A hard time went on by, brother. Oh, King, live forever. My God has sent his angel this night, and he's closed up the mouth of these lions. There ain't no harm on me, oh king. I'm already here. And the Bible said they brought Daniel up, put the troublemakers down, and the lions had
mastery of them. And their bones are down there, wherever it's at, Kevin. I believe they're there today. You talk about hard times. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had hard times. But you know what? The God of Israel, the God that we serve, He's able to keep us. He's able to deliver us. Listen to me. Sometime, Brother God, we'll let things happen to me and you.
He'll
get us to where we need to be, Brother. Preacher, will you do that to me?
Yeah.
Let's see if he will. The Bible said one time there was a man named Saul of Tarsus.
Yeah.
This man, brother, he held the coat of them that stoned Stephen. He was a bad man, brother. You talk about a hardliner. And the Bible said this man thought he done God's service.
Yeah.
And Brother Kevin, he kept the law to the letter. He said, of the tribe of Benjamin, of the strictest sect.
Yeah.
Boy, we holler at we're strict.
Yeah, boy.
Kevin, this ain't the word to you, bro. I'm just using this.
I love you.
We all were strict, brother.
Yeah.
Listen how strict Paul was.
Yes, sir.
He thought he was doing God's service.
Yeah.
The Bible said that he hauled men and women
in
there.
Right.
Now, me and Brother Teddy, we talk all the time about that Pharisee religion. Yeah. Brother Teddy, it's rampant today.
Yeah.
It's just as it was back
then. Amen.
There's a lot of people thinking they're doing God's service.
They're killing us, brother.
But what did you preach the other night?
Amen, brother.
Standing in the door.
Blocking the
gate. They won't go in. And they hinder other people from going in.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
Of what they do.
Amen.
Yeah.
The Bible said Saul of Tarsus held the coat to them that stoned right. Stephen. Listen to me. And the Bible said he went to the high priest. And he got letters, Brother Charles, from the high priest that he might go to Damascus and bind everybody that he found, calling Amen. Upon the name of the Lord. You know why I asked told Brother Kevin that didn't bother me?
Yeah.
So I don't want no strife between
you.
Hey, ain't no
strife.
Amen.
I told you, brother, the word of God today.
Amen.
It all offend God's people.
That's right.
Amen.
It might hurt your feelings a little bit.
Amen.
But he'll draw you to repentance.
Amen, brother.
The Bible said Saul got him letters from Damascus
Amen.
To go to Damascus to bind everybody that he found calling upon the name of the Lord.
Amen,
Kevin, this man had people put to death for standing on the Lord Jesus Christ's word.
He
did, and he thought he was right in doing it.
Yes.
Brother Eddie, he got the letters, got his men, started toward the Mass.
Yeah.
You talk about hard life.
Yeah. Yeah,
he was hard, wasn't
yeah,
he, brother?
Amen.
The Bible says, as he journeyed, a light from heaven come down. And it knocked him. He fell off his beast. The light was so bright. He fell off his beast, and the Bible said God began to speak to him. The Lord did.
Yeah.
Said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? It's hard for you to kick against the pricks.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know what he said? You talk about a hard saying.
Yeah, buddy.
He said, who art thou, Lord?
Yeah.
Hey, Lord, oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know what the Lord said to him? He said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecutest.
Yes, sir, brother.
Yeah. He said, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks. He said, Lord, what do you want me to do?
Yeah, buddy.
That's what God's asking us today.
That's right.
Amen.
Brother.
Amen.
God is asking us. We need to ask God, Lord, what do you want me to do? Now listen. You can either lay there and die blind. Or you can do what God tells you.
Amen.
You know what the Lord told you, Brother Charles?
Yeah.
He said, get up. Go down to a street called
Straight.
And bar in the house of Judas.
Amen.
For Ananias.
Yes, sir.
He was Ananias. He was a man of God.
Sure was, brother.
How can you believe in whom you've not heard?
That's right, brother.
How can you hear without a preacher?
Right.
How can he preach except he be sent?
Yeah.
How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace.
Yeah.
Bring glad tidings
Amen.
And good things. As that cold water is to a thirsty soul.
So
is that good news from a far country.
Amen.
Listen, the Lord was speaking to Ananias. There were 3 days now that Saul was blind.
Yes, sir.
He was blind 3 days. I believe he had time, Brother Teddy, to count up the cost, don't you?
Yeah.
The Bible said if a man don't build a house, don't he first sit down and jury and count up the cost?
Yeah.
And see if he's got sufficient funds to
Amen.
Do it or not.
Amen.
The Bible said the Lord spoke to Ananias. He said, Ananias, he said, here am I, Lord, just like a wise man. He said, here am I. He said, I want you to get up.
Yeah.
Go down, inquire in the house of Judas for Saul of Tarsus. Whoop. Talk about hard times.
Yeah, buddy.
He's too mean.
He's a bad man.
That's right.
I know he's got warrants in his pocket right now. Find everybody in 35 calling upon your name. You know what Ananias is thinking maybe in his mind? One of them may have my name on it.
Yeah.
And the Bible said, the Lord told him, he said, you go. He's a chosen vessel unto
me. Sir.
He said, I'm going to show you, or he said, I'm going to show him how much great things he must needs suffer for my name. Listen, I know it was a vessel to the Gentiles, but the Lord said he's going to have him bring his name to the Gentiles and the children of Israel.
Amen,
he was going to preach to everybody.
Right.
He wasn't no respecter of person.
Dude, was amen.
Whoever would listen to Paul,
Saul,
that's who he preached to.
Yes, sir.
The Bible said Ananias got up. Brother Teddy, he went. Brother, I believe he was just as steadfast as Peter was when he went to Cornelius.
Amen.
He went in there and walked right over to this man who had been blind for 3 days. Maybe scared to death of him, Reese.
Yeah.
Thinking if this man gets up, this sight back, I'm going to the pen.
Yeah, buddy.
Listen to me. The Bible says he walked over to him, Brother Jimmy. This man, now he humbled himself a little bit. He was hard in line, by the Bible said, though, Ananias walked over to him, Brother Andy. He laid his hand upon him. He said, Brother Saul. He called him brother.
Yeah.
He said, the Lord, even Jesus, sent me down this way that you might receive your sight. Got some word for you, old Saul. Somewhere in that message, brother, he got converted because the Bible said like great scales fell off his eyes.
Yeah.
And he rose up in not many days after he was baptized.
Yes, sir.
He was out there preaching the faith which once he destroyed.
That's right, brother.
You talk about hard times.
That's right, brother.
This man, brother, was a bad man who God had saved. You talk about hard, brother, when Ananias had to go down there not knowing what was going to happen. But listen to me. When God tells us to go,
that's right, John.
He'll never, ever send us somewhere.
That's
he'll
exactly
never
right.
put us in a battle.
That's right.
He'll never put us in a position. He'll never put us in a place that we can't prosper.
That's right. Yes, sir. Amen.
Because that's like right. you said, brother, wherever we go,
he'll go for us.
He's been there before.
Amen. Amen.
You know something the Bible said? That we've not got a high priest that
cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities.
Yes, sir.
But the Bible said he was in all points.
Yes.
Tempted like as we are.
Yes.
Yet without sin.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Listen to me, brother. Jesus Christ, he's passed into the heavens for you and me. He's sitting tonight, but get on the right hand of throne of God. Making intercession for you and me. You talk about hard times.
Yes, sir.
Them brothers had it hard.
They did, brother.
If you want to read about hard times, go over in the great faith chapter, in the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews.
Oh, yes, sir.
Listen about hard times. You talked about John the Baptist the other night.
Yeah, buddy.
Or James the other night. It cost him his head.
Got his head cut
John
off.
The Baptist got his head cut off.
Yeah.
You know, Paul one time, he said, bro, let me tell you about some of the things I've been striving.
Yeah.
He said, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. He said, I've been a night and a day in the deep.
Yes, sir.
He said, I've been shipwrecked. He said, I've been in perils among false brothers, in perils of my own countrymen. He said, right after he got saved, Brother Kevin, the Bible said that the old king of Damascus kept the city with the garrison, desirous to apprehend him. And if it had not been for the brethren letting him down by the wall of Damascus,
yeah.
he would have got killed.
That's right.
Amen.
He said, but you know what? I count the loss of all things but dung.
That
I may win Christ.
Amen.
Brother, listen to me. These light afflictions, which are but for a moment,
sir,
worketh for us a far more exceeding
and
eternal weight of glory.
Yeah.
Listen, if you want to go to heaven, there ain't enough devils in hell to keep you out.
The scripture said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly,
or
sitteth in the seat of the scornful, or standeth in the way of sinners.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in this law doth he meditate day and night.
And he'll be like a tree planted by the river of water, bringing forth fruit in his season. And the leaves of that tree, they'll not wither. And whatsoever you do, it shall prosper. But the ungodly are not so. But like that chaff, the wind driveth away.
Therefore, the ungodly will not stand in the judgment.
No
sinner than the congregation of the righteous.
Yeah.
For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish.
Come on. Amen.
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 Amen. Let us stand.